This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Jamie Snethen versus Missouri State Board of Nursing, decided February 25, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Jamie S. Snethen, Appellant, v. WD87187, Missouri State Board of Opinion filed, February 25, 2025, Nursing. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cole County, Missouri Honorable Cotton Walker, Judge Division 1, Gary D. Witt, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge and Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Judge J. Amy Snethen, appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Cole County, which affirmed an order of the Missouri State Board of Nursing, Board, imposing additional discipline on Snethen's nursing license after she violated the terms of her probation. On AP appeal, Snethen argues the board abused its discretion in denying her motion to continue her probation violation hearing. The board's decision to impose additional discipline was not supported by competent and substantial evidence, and the board's probation conditions to restricting her alcohol consumption violated the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. For the reasons stated below, we affirm the judgment of the trial court. 1. Factual and procedural background. Snethen is licensed by the board as a licensed practical nurse. Her Missouri nursing license was originally issued in 2004. In 2007, Snethen pleaded guilty to the Class A misdemeanor of operating a motor vehicle in a careless and imprudent manner involving an accident. In 2014, Snethen pleaded guilty to the Class C felony of possession of a controlled substance for possessing methamphetamine. In 2015, Snethen pleaded guilty to the federal offense of conspiracy to distribute 500 grams or more of a mixture or substance containing methamphetamine, for which she was sentenced to serve 28 months, followed by 5 years of probation. In 2017, Snethen applied to the board for license renewal. On May 2, 2018, the board issued an order granting Snethen a probated license in lieu of denial, 2018 order. The 2018 order placed Snethen's license on probation for a period of 5 years and required she comply with various terms and conditions, including that she abstain completely from the personal use or possession of any controlled substance and abstain completely from the use or consumption of alcohol in any form, including over-the-counter products. Snethen was required to contract with a third-party administrator, TPA, to one on appeal. We review the administrative agency's decision rather than the judgment of the trial court. However, we affirm or reverse the trial court's judgment based upon such review of the administrative decision, Kubiak v. State BD of Nursing, 667 SW3D 230-235, Mo. App. WD 2023. 3. Participate in random drug and alcohol screenings, and to check in daily with the TPA to determine if she was required to submit to a test that day. Pursuant to the 2018 order, the following constituted violations of Snethen's probation: failure to contact or failure to complete the contact to the TPA every day, the presence of any alcohol whatsoever in any biological sample, regardless of the source, and providing a urine sample with creatinine readings below 20, as such, are deemed diluted specimens and will be considered failed drug and alcohol tests. Shortly after the board issued the 2018 order, Snethen met with the board's director of compliance to discuss the terms of her probation. Snethen signed an acknowledgement form stating she fully understood the terms of her probation, which included the requirements that she check in daily with the TPA between 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Avoid consuming alcohol-based products, including cough syrup, and follow the stated guidelines to avoid diluted urine specimens. On November 7, 2022, counsel for the board filed a probation violation complaint against Snethen, alleging that during the probationary period, Snethen failed to check in with the TPA on 5 occasions, checked in with the TPA outside the time window on 2 occasions, submitted samples showing low creatinine readings on 6 occasions, and on August 30, 2022, submitted a sample that tested positive for the alcohol metabolites ethyl glucuronide, ETG, and ethyl sulfate, ETS. The board set a probation violation hearing for Wednesday, November 30, 2022. Notice was mailed to Snethen on November 7th. Proof of delivery showed the notice was delivered on November 12th. Snethen contends she received the notice on November 13th. 4. On Friday, November 25th, Snethen sent an email to the board requesting a continuance, stating she had contacted multiple lawyers to represent her in this hearing, and due to the time frame, none of them were available to represent her on the date set by the board. Snethen listed the names of three attorneys and two law firms she had contacted. She further stated that